We are using technology like SMS, like using media, like using other type of technology, but also engaging the local communities in developing their traditional knowledge and folklore. For instance, we developed what we call by resilience village. So every village also has their own expertise, education system, preparedness in case of a disaster. We have so many thousands of villages, so you have to develop a system that is in line with their culture, that is in line with the way people have been doing things. Villages that are mostly Muslim population, then we have to develop education through using the community's workplace. So we develop education using the mosque, using other means, simply put, to get the message across.
12 years have passed since the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami that hit Aceh the most. And how are the lives of the survivors there? Are there many people who are still displaced and who are still facing difficulties to merge back into normal life, into society?
I think Indonesia, especially Aceh, is a success story, meaning that it was supposed to be rebuilt in 5 years time, but we managed to do it in 4 years in terms of construction. People are back into their daily life. Of course, it's hard to replace all those lives that has been lost. What we are trying to build is not only the physical infrastructure also, but also back to the social fabric of society, ensuring that people are able to cope with the losses of a family member, and also simply put that everything is back to normal in Aceh. But one thing that we never forget is that the lesson from Aceh should be able to be replicated in other parts of the world, meaning that sometimes we tend to be complacent on this type of an issue. I give a simple example. In the case of tsunami of 2004, actually Thailand, Phuket Island, as well as other areas, have a lead time of 2 hours to be prepared. In India, part of Maldives, it takes 3 hours to be prepared. But simply that people are not aware the danger of tsunami and how it can really cause a lot of destruction. They were not prepared.
Indonesia is an archipelago. Yeah. It's made up of 17,000 plus islands, and it's also one of the world's most populous country. Is it challenging to mobilize resources to help mitigate disasters like tsunami?
In the case of tsunami, because the loss of life is more than 170,000, and that caused major headlines in all parts of the world. So people are sympathizing with Indonesia, and help was easily coming to Indonesia in quite a short time. But once again, the question is not mobilizing the resources itself, but the question is to ensure how to build back the lives of people and how not to repeat the mistakes of the past. For a country that is spanning from Scotland to Istanbul, that's how large Indonesia is, even though 60% is water and 17,800 plus islands that we have, it's not easy to ensure that the next tsunami will not be happening in Indonesia.
Last question, what's next for tsunami prevention in Indonesia?
One thing that we learned from this experience is that we also develop expertise. We have several, many experts in tsunami as well as a disaster risk. And that expertise is being used also to replicate in other countries. For instance, there was the Nargis typhoon in Myanmar. We were one of the first that came there, and we know how to handle it much better than others. Lesson learned also is that because of the tsunami, we have put our act together in many ways, and I'm proud to say that in early 2012-2013, our president, the first to get the global champion on disaster risk reduction. And this is from the UNISDR. So it shows that what we have been doing have been fruitful and have been able to be a beacon for other countries.